Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello everyone, Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. What else would we call it? And we are here on a Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central Time with a great friend of ours. Her name is Janine Avila. And Janine is someone that I met initially as a guest for, and I always like to give Doris Wood her plug. Doris Wood was the original founder of the MLMIA, the Multi-Level Marketing International Association, and Doris lived to be about 100 million years old, and she was a great gal. She passed away recently, and I know I can tease her because she's looking down on me from heaven saying, that son of a gun, there he goes again, he's teasing me again. But Doris was an original founder of the MLMIA, and Janine was a guest host, and as a guest host, we did a couple of radio shows together, and I wound up really enjoying interacting with Janine on those radio shows. You can listen to them, by the way. They're still on buildingfortunesradio.com if you listen to some of the MLMIA segments. But what happened was Janine called me back, I don't know, a year or so, whatever, later, and says, you know, I really enjoy doing that. I'd like to be able to do some more of those things. Can we do more radio shows? And I said, absolutely. So we settled on this time zone. And we didn't make any commitments like we'd be here. Well, we made a commitment we'd be here every Thursday at this time. But sometimes we're live. Sometimes we do replays because sometimes life gets in the way or people's businesses get in the way or schedules get in the way. But we're always here, and you'll be able to listen to those. And for those people that are looking for, well, you know, how do I do that? I made it real simple for you. buildingfortunesradio.com/Janine, J-A-N-I-N-E. That's a simple way for you to be able to pick up this radio show on our domain name. But JanineAvila.com is also her domain name. So if you go to Janine, Avila is A-V-I-L-A.com, you'll be able to hear these radio shows as well as see all the really cool stuff that she's doing in her world. Well, I totally enjoy doing the radio shows together with Janine. However, I really enjoy also when she brings a guest, and she's got a really great guest today. And that means I'm going to be quiet, and I'll ask maybe some questions along the way if I think that maybe we, you know, need a little bit of clarification, or I just want to make a great point relative to some of the things that we're working on or she's working on as well. But here's what I've learned. I have learned that I learn more when my lips aren't moving. So I learn more when my lips aren't moving, and I'm sure I'm going to learn a lot from Janine's great guest. So I'm going to kick it over in your general direction. Ms. Janine Avila, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you, Peter. It's a pleasure to be here. I love doing this show, as you all know, and I'm so fortunate that I've had so many great relationships. But one of the things, if you're a new listener, our loyal listeners know, is that you have to be the real deal to be a guest on this show. You can't buy your way onto the show. It's not something that people pay so they can promote their business. I just reach into my network of experiences in business of people that have really good services, that are great people to deal with, that have great customer service skills and can really help us with our businesses. You know, life's hard enough. We should be able to help each other. And, you know, I love it, the opening, you know, I don't know if jingle the right word, Peter, where they say, we know how much your businesses mean to you and how important they are in the people in your life. And we really mean that here because, you know, to start a business, it's a lot of work. And you put your reputation out there and you learn and you struggle and there's late nights and there's early mornings and people judge you. And then when you are successful, they call you lucky, you know, all the stuff that goes with it. But we've brought a variety of different guests on to bring something to your attention and things that you would help with. And I was in a conversation this week with our guest today, Grant DeVinny, and Grant and I have gone, I'm not even going to say how far back we go because you guys will think I'm old. But Grant and I have been friends 4 years, and Grant's one of those people. He was a telecommunications guy when I met him, always entrepreneurial, always very skilled. But as I went around, whether it was corporate or in the field from the different companies, I always stayed connected with Grant because he's one of those kind of guys, and he really cares. And we reconnected last week, and we were talking about what he was doing. And he told me about a year ago he was getting into this. And I've always kind of kept track of Grant. But with the topic of the show, if you saw it, is how to cut through the noise. And Grant's an expert at that because, as we know, there's a lot of noise out there right now, and anybody can say anything. And the topic that Grant brought to my attention of what he was working on, he didn't ask me. I asked him. I said, I would love for you to come on the show. Would you do that? Because I would like people to hear about this, because sometimes things get a bad rap. And I think that there's some value here. I know there is. In hearing Grant's success and what he's done. And it's not just what he's going to talk about, but it's the people skills and the care and the heart that he puts into his business. And that's why when he calls me, I call him back. When he sends me a text, I respond, or an email, because he's that kind of a guy. And Grant, I know that there's just a lot of stuff out there, and people right now, like myself, might be getting some phone calls, and I just want to turn it over to you to just kind of share what got you interested in what you're doing. And, you know, there's people leaving money on the table, and that can be an overused cliche. However, it's based in truth. There's a lot of things that you could be leaving money on the table. If you're a business owner, and I'm not going to even try to talk about this, but Grant is an expert, and he's one of those guys, too, that rolls his sleeves up, gets all interested. And when I met him, he was with the telecommunications company I was using for my conference calls. We didn't have Zoom back then. And if I ever had a problem, I could count on Grant. And I don't care if it was 6 o'clock in the morning or 11:30 at night. He's just one of those guys that cares about his customers and clients. So I'm saying all that to say he has a lot of credibility with me, and I'm so pleased to introduce you to our listening audience, Grant.
Well, thank you so much. A whole lot to live up to there, and I greatly, greatly appreciate it, Janine. You know, you touched on so much there. Probably the biggest thing overarching of everything in this kind of a conversation is showing up. You know, I think through the years that has been a motto that I have lived by, preached by, work with my team on is you got to show up. And whether it is that 7 o'clock in the morning or 11:30 at night phone call or wherever it is, you know, you got to find yourself in the right position. And the good Lord's blessed us with several businesses. I like to say I've never worked for anybody else in my career, and that's very fortunate to say that. And found this opportunity dropped in my lap after selling a couple of franchises that I had to work within what everybody is hearing now. You mentioned it, blast calls, robocalls.
I get a call from these guys like every other day.
And what we're talking about, the topics of the employee retention credit program. You know, sometimes that makes the hair some of the back of the necks stand up.
Don't hang up, you guys, because this is legit. You got to hear about.
And I mean, and that becomes the reaction a lot of times. And that's really why I jumped into starting an agency. It's a full-blown agency with a company in the top of the industry doing this, but was to do it in a boutique style. Do it as a more, I like to say belly-to-belly, and that sort of dates me too of how I like to do sales in this Zoom world, teleconference world, podcast world. We communicate in so many different mediums, but to take a minute, take a breath, and make sure people really, truly tune out the noise, understand what this program's about, and the benefits that it brings to them, what it's there, how it was intended, to go to work, to put some money in their pockets, and had a wonderful wonderful track, grown the agency from zero to Sprint within a short amount of time, and enjoying every second of it.
Well, you know, everybody's, and I said that because when people hear employee retention, unfortunately, because we're getting all these calls from people, it seems like a scam. But I know it isn't, and I want to know that because of you, but a lot of people didn't, and that's why I really wanted you to talk about it. So everybody's kind of heard about it and have their own perceptions about what it really is, what's the big deal, how does it impact people, and I just think now, especially there's a lack of information out there. So if, you know, we've got people out there giving it a bad name and causing people to misunderstand it, which is unfortunate, because oftentimes when there's something really good for people, we get the greedy people and the people with less ethical. So could you explain to us a little bit about what is the ERTC and why Jones & Associates, the company you work for, is different, and who's eligible? If there's business owners on the line right now, they got to be thinking, am I eligible for this? Like, is this, if it really is real, what's required? So I'll just be quiet and kind of let you explain.
Well, you touched on the biggest thing out there is just that misinformation that is flying around, and that's coming from all angles, whether it's the chop shops that are out there marketing this, or whether it's the just accountants that don't take the time to understand this. I don't disparage any accountant, but it's 200 pages of legislation. And so let's talk about what it is. I mean, it was CARES Act money that came out during the pandemic. CARES Act money. It was part of the CARES Act. It was a legislated package that was there. Most people are familiar with PPP or PPP2. Got those funds, payroll protection to help companies keep employees working. Well, the employee retention credit was just a third prong to that was just underutilized. It went through a complete legislative overhaul in 2021 that basically went from sort of a eye of a needle to a barn door opening of who was qualifying, how you could qualify. And that brought on the existence of Jones & Associates. Again, have gone from a zero to an $8 billion company in a short 2 years, and just growing exponentially by the month. They have bushwhacked, cleared the path, made it smooth, made it easy for people to find out if they do indeed qualify. Eligibility is one thing. If you had employees...
Can I interrupt? I know I said I'm going to be quiet, but I want to ask this question. So you talked about the PPP, and we all know about that, and a lot of us in our companies, we got that. And then there was the stimulus money that a lot of people got. So we all know that was real and legit. So it sounds like what you're saying is there was legislation, and I'm just trying to understand it. If there was legislation that allotted a certain amount of money because of the pandemic and all the things that happened, the stimulus money, the PPP, and the third prong is this, what they call employee retention
credit, correct.
Program. Credit, right, okay. All right, sorry. Maybe I'm the only one. I just wanted to be really clear. So, okay, I'll go ahead. I'm going to try to be quiet again.
Hey, Janine, if I could just jump in real quick. So for those people that are kind of like trying to put the piece of the puzzle together, to kind of bring you back to your rewind back time, when COVID hit, the government asked us to what? Stay home. Hey, don't go to work. You know, and they didn't want to kill small businesses, so they opened up a PPP, a Paycheck Protection Program, whereas if you were an employer, they basically gave you 2.5 months of payroll to pay your people, if you could prove that you had payroll. So you had payroll, you could pay back your people, and if you used it for those purposes, they forgave that loan. Mm-hmm. So it was free money. And then they did it again because, as you remember, COVID was supposed to last for 14 days, and it didn't, you know. And then it lasted for months. And it didn't. So then they came out with an extended PPP, like a second round, and people were able to do the same thing, and they forgave it again. And then they had something called an EIDL, which was a disaster loan thing. The government basically said, listen, this is taking a little bit longer than it's supposed to, but we'll give you money at a low rate, and if you borrow it, you'll have to pay it back, but it'll be at a low rate, and you might be able to figure this stuff out. And many companies did that. Now, many fraudsters took advantage of the rubber stamping that the government did. And then with this CARES Act thing, they did something for employers that had employees and a certain number, and you guys will probably go over some of the criteria, but this is somewhat running out in the next, I think it's about 2 years, but it's real money that people can get back, people meaning employers, if they had employees and they paid taxes with their employees. So the only reason why I mention this is because I just had to bring people back, because as we were mentioning PPP and other things like that and CARES Act, I wanted to bring the audience back full up to speed of how these things developed and how they're still available, and sometimes how they might still even be available for you if you're listening in and your employer, or maybe, and I don't know what where Grant goes with this, but there are some people that are helping people get happily involved in these things, and they're making a certain percentage of whatever the employer gets back. So I just wanted to couch it as far as that. So, Gad, you guys can kind of continue, because some people might have been lost, and correct anything that you think I said that needs to be corrected.
No, I think you nailed it, and I think you bring up some wonderful points there. Of just it was about survival. It was about keeping people off of unemployment. And through this this program, the government realized, and then the reengineering of it, that they were competing with businesses that managed to navigate the pandemic, keep their doors open. They were competing with them for employees. They were paying them to stay home and on unemployment, while the companies were paying them a regular salary, trying to keep their lights on, keep their business alive, survive. And that's where we get into the rest of the program. So you ask a question about eligibility. Eligibility really is 5 to 500 employees. We can get a little lower than that in special circumstances, but the general rule is if you had 5 to 500 employees, and you kept open, you kept that payroll going during the pandemic, which was the last three quarters of 2020, the first three quarters of 2021, you're eligible for some funds. They've been allocated. They were budgeted. When all the math geniuses and gurus and IRS agents sat down and put all this together, although they did it very rapidly, they did do calculations and looking and seeing, and every one of the employers was sort of given a little lockbox, if you would, had money allocated to them, and then all you have to do is go through a qualification process. Well, that's where the complication comes in a little bit. That's where your accountants go off the rails a little bit. That's just not what they do. You don't go to a dentist for brain surgery. Your accountant is the dentist, does good work, great work, but brain surgery is the specialty tax programs, the specialty tax firms like Jones & Associates that comes in and does all the heavy lifting. They do a deep dive into your company to find out what hardships you had, works through the qualification process, and then at the end of the day, it's a pass-fail. You either do qualify for the program within the parameters, or you don't qualify for the program. I'm here to say I'm very fortunate of all the businesses that we have done through our agency in the last 18 months. We have not had one company that's gone through the process that has not qualified. It is the program's working as it's intended. It's putting the money back into the hands of these small businesses. Most of you guys on the show can probably hear I'm a good old Western North Carolina boy. Don't try to cover that up. I'm very proud of that. But it's an attaboy or an attagirl for keeping these people working, for reinventing your business, for figuring out your supply chains, for figuring out your distribution channels, how all those things had to change and you stay alive, keep the lights on, keep people employed. Oh, I thought somebody was chiming in there. So that is the biggest thing. So and it may not be. I mean, many of the listeners on here said, well, I don't own a business. well, how does this apply to me? Well, it applies to your tire shop or your dry cleaner or your favorite restaurant or the people that you do business with. Although it may not be you, you can help them. I mean, that's what we're here trying to do through our agency is just educate these businesses, cut through the noise of all these chop shops, of all this misinformation, sit down and say, hey, we're a company, we've done it 15,000 plus times. We've got $8 billion coming back into these clients' hands that we're working with. Why not you? I mean, that's the question I pose. Why would you not think you qualify for this? And wouldn't you want to know? And it's a pretty simple engagement process, and you put the company to work for you. And it's not, and I say chop shop, I've said that a lot, it's not these phone calls you get that says, hey, we'll qualify you over the phone in 10 minutes. No, that's not the way this works. 10 to 12 weeks is more like it. It's not a fast process. And I guess I ought to talk a little bit about the money that's on the table here.
That's
all these phone calls.
Just whole... say.
Yeah. I'm glad I got there. It's up to $26,000 per employee that you had employed. Now, we're seeing that that's the way to the letter of every ounce that could be claimed, and we're seeing an average of between 18 and 20. But if you take that same little five company that I mentioned a minute ago, and you say for good math on a call like this, $20,000 for those five employees, that's $100,000 for that business owner that had five employees. I can assure you, having been one of these small business owners, that $10 makes a difference. But when you're talking about a six-figure sum that can come back to them that they can put to work for their business, even though they may have stayed open, and by proxy of staying open, they may have even stayed in the black. You didn't have to lose money to take advantage of this program. To claim those taxes, to claim this credit, you just had to have those employees that are there and then work through the qualification. You do have to qualify for it. But again, I put out there 100% of the 400-plus companies we've engaged in this ride have all qualified.
So, Grant, you're calling it a credit, so it's not a loan. Am I understanding that correctly?
That is correct. Most everybody, the whole industry, has shortened this to ERC. It is considered an employee retention tax credit. Everybody likes to remove that word tax just because of the negative connotations of tax. And it's not really
nobody
a credit.
Likes to
it's
say
a,
that
it's
word.
A refund. Yeah. Well, it shows
okay.
up as a refund. It's overpayment of those taxes. So that's why. I mean, it comes from the IRS, from the Treasury Department, comes back to you as a check. Matter of fact, I saw one of our companies that we did, I saw a full $1 million check come back to them. But in the explanation of the paperwork, it says it's overpayment of your employees' taxes. And it's real. It goes into their working capital. It's not a loan. You mentioned that a minute ago. It's not a loan. It's undesignated funds. They can use it for whatever. Obviously, if they're going to go decide to buy a new Lamborghini, they're going to pay taxes on the drawing for that. But if they put that out there into their payroll, pay bonuses, whatever they want to do, the money's theirs to help their business.
Well, that's exciting. So can you talk a little bit, just, I don't know, it's a lot. I don't know if we have enough time to go through, but just kind of like who's eligible, what's on the line, what's the process, what's the timeline?
Sure.
Know, those
sure.
kind of things.
So five to 500 employees. And then basically it's just an engagement, a very simple engagement with Jones & Associates. Once you're engaged with them, they're going to assign an account manager to you. Again, boutique style. It's not just someone that's sitting in a basement typing stuff in. They're in an office, got about 500 employees working for us now. And they're going to engage with you and help you get the needed documentation. You're going to budget a couple hours, 3 hours or so, to get the needed documentation, to answer a questionnaire about your company, how it's impacted. And then you're going to let them start doing their work. They're going to do some calculations based off of the payroll you've already paid. And this is all based off of, here's another good point, it's all based off of W-2. 1099 labor does not count, unfortunately, and I know we've probably got a lot of callers here today that, oh, darn, that excludes me, but W-2, this is all W-2 wages, and they're going to take 10 to 12 weeks Now, part of that standing in line because of this rapid growth that we're experiencing, but the majority of that is working with or allowing the specialists to do deep dives into your business of how you qualify. And when I say deep dives, they're not going to go turn over every rock. It's very few, little bit of financial papers that that you're going to get them. But it is for them to apply government orders. I just started working with a accounting firm in South Dakota. Well, South Dakota was one of the least affected states from the government and state orders, but they dealt with a lot of federal orders, all of those were dealing with the daycare was one of their primary clients, and they had PPE. That's the protective equipment that they had to buy, and they had to sanitize their daycare, and they had to do all kind of extra stuff because of this. Well, because of that, they're probably going to qualify for the program because of those extra hardships. So they're going to look and turn over every rock and every opportunity to see if your company fits the mold. They're not going to mold the program to fit you. It's you either fit it or you do not. Then they prepare the final documents, and they are a paid tax preparer. They've got skin in the game with the company. They're not just here to do it and say, here, go, you're out on your own. No, they're going to be there for long-term support, and then they're going to present you the documents. You sign those. They send those off after another final review by either a CPA or an enrolled IRS agent. We're the only of the big three that are doing this that all are signed by CPAs or enrolled IRS agents, and then it sits at the IRS for their final approval in 120 days. In most cases, the checks come back to the company, and the business knows about it before Jorns does. And then at that point, you pay a small contingency fee that you're invoiced back to Jorns, and you've got long-term support with them. You've got a very comprehensive qualification reports already in your hands of how you qualified, why you qualified, and they're there to assist should there any questions arise. So it was, I don't know the age of all the callers on here, and we're surely Janine's already pointed out that we're no spring chickens, but still scratching around pretty hard here. But the old hair club for men, the president would get on. Not only am I the president of the club, I'm a user too, and he'd floss his hair. Well, we're not on a Zoom, so you can't see. I'd be shining here as a bald guy, but I am also a
they
user
saw your
of
picture,
Jorns
Grant.
And Associates.
We
sent
your picture out all over the place.
So, but I used Jorns and Associates for a couple of franchises that I owned. Was extremely pleased with the work, and the only reason I am not still with those franchises, my long-term business partner bought me out, next thing I know, here I am promoting this wonderful product to the businesses out there.
Well, it must feel so good when you help somebody get this money. I mean, and we all saw, and I know because I was president of a company at the time, it was difficult to keep people on the payroll. And you know, we had all these extra expenses, cause, like supply chain, which I shared with you when we spoke on the phone. I thought that was all media hype, but it wasn't. It was, I don't know what caused it, but whatever did, it was legit. And it was difficult. And so this is great. And I know that. So we talked about what's on the line. You talked about the process a little bit. So, Grant, what would be a next step if somebody, one of our listeners is going, hey, I own a barbershop, and I catch some people in business, and what do they do?
Well, sure. If they did and they want to find out some more, they can just go to our website. It's deltaerc.com. It's going through sort of some overhaul right now, but it is very functional, and you can see some information. Or you can simply email us at info@deltaerc.com. And just mention that you saw it on or heard it on this podcast, we're going to respond regardless. But mention,
Janine Avila Live is what you want to say.
And there you go.
And Grant,
Grant,
going to put a guest page up for you. So I know how to spell Grant, but I'm not so sure about your last name. How do you spell your last name?
It's Deviney, D-E-V-I-N-E-Y.
I-N-E-Y?
Yes, sir.
Got
yes,
it. Okay,
sir.
Good.
And,
so for those people, yeah, for those people listening in, we'll make sure that if you are looking for a pen or whatever, you don't have it, or like, oh, shoot, I remember, or you'll remember a little bit later on, we'll make sure that Grant has a guest page, and these links and any other information will be on that guest page. So his first name is Grant, last name is Deviney, so we'll make sure we put that up there as well, and we'll make sure that his name is also in the title on the buildingfortunesradio.com radio show, so you'll be able to see it as well, and I'll make sure we have ERC up there too. So it'll just make it easy for people to remember how to find you, Grant.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And I encourage you, again, if it didn't apply to you, to your direct business, if you're not a business owner, you surely know some. Make sure that they're not doing a disservice to themselves and not giving this a very good, fair evaluation. Let a specialty tax firm, the number one boutique in the country, let them go to work for them. Find out for sure if they're not, make sure they're not going to leave money on the table. Money that's already allocated to them. So reach out to us. You'll probably be talking to me at some point in time. I have of all of the companies that we've done, Janine started it. And the way I opened up, I show up. I like to talk to everybody. I'm passionate about this and want to help everybody I can with the program.
Well, I have one more question, and then I want to say something else about you before we close. But what is this assurance guarantee that Delta ERC provides?
Oh, well, that's something we started doing about 3 months ago, 4 months ago. I just became so confident in trying to break down every barrier that anybody would have for not looking at this. And I mentioned a couple hours worth of work is involved in getting the needed paperwork so that they can truly perform the evaluation. I put it out there. I said, you know what, if you're a business owner, if you fall in that eligibility, 500 employees, and you go through this process and for any reason you don't qualify for these ERC funds, I will write a $1,000 check to the charity of your choice to cover your time and effort in the evaluation.
Wow.
Gladly do that. So I sort of kid some people as well. At best case in this, your charity is going to get $1,000 or you're going to get $100,000 plus and you can write a bigger check than mine. So
that's great. Well, you know, I just talking to you when you were talking about showing up, and this is just anecdotal, but I never forgot this, Grant, and I don't know if you'll remember it, but you might when I start talking about it. I'm going to say it was 25 years ago, and I had a big conference call I was doing, and the conference call company that Grant was working with, I don't know what happened, but when we went to do the call, nobody could get on the call. Everybody was getting a busy signal and all of this had noise about what was wrong and why, but you know how that is. You guys probably all listening can relate to something like that happening. But this couldn't have happened at a worse time because we were launching some major things and nobody could get on this call. And I called like three or four of the people with the conference call company, and I was livid because it was like, to me back then, it just seemed like a huge failure. Nobody called me back except at about 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night, I got a call from Grant. Grant said, hey. Oh, my God, you guys are killing me. And he said, let me figure out what went wrong. But I thought, you know what, I'm going to stick with this guy for life because nobody else called me back. But even though he knew I was like going to be like that, he called. And he's like, hey. Go ahead, let me have it. I'm so sorry. And I just thought, that's what you're talking about, Grant, when you're talking about showing up. Like, I mean, who wants to make that call to call me and say, hey, let me have it? But that's the kind of thing, and it's years gone by, and who cares? And I don't remember any of that. I don't even, honestly, and Peter, you probably have stories like this. I don't remember what we were launching. I don't remember why I was so upset. It seemed so important. But what I do remember is that Grant Deviney is a stand-up guy and that he called me back when nobody else did, and he didn't call back with a bunch of excuses and anything. It was just like, hey, I never forgot you. But this guy's got some integrity. So anyway, yeah. I wanted to share that story.
Well, thank you. I healed from the bruises.
You know,
so.
Yeah, you had enough time. But I think, Peter, do you have any questions that maybe I didn't ask or Grant didn't answer?
No, I'm kind of familiar with the process, so I'll kind of fill in some blanks for some people that might be listening in. So a lot of us are small business owners, and we think of small businesses as like a small business. Now, the government has a different definition of a small business, and I didn't know this, but a small business is up to 500 employees. Now, here's how much the government screws up their definitions. I don't know anyone who is a business owner that has up to 500 employees that considers himself a small business. Like Janine, if you were running something with 495 employees, the very last thing you would say is, oh, I run a small business. What
I'm
the
like,
hell?
I'm not a big business. This is a
yeah,
big
that's
enterprise
a pretty, I got people that work for me. I don't even know their names if it's 495,
yeah.
if you know what I mean. So
yeah.
the government has a great way of just, I don't know, but one of the things that they do is they line the pockets of their friends, obviously. That's why it's up to 500 employees. So this is a great way for the government to give back to their bigger employers some big dollars. That's number one. So the money is there. Now, if you're a littler guy, so say, for instance, you got a couple of dozen people, which is still a pretty big business. You know, you could be making millions of dollars or at least running millions of dollars through your organization. You just don't know about this stuff. Or you just don't think you qualify, just like Grant had mentioned a little bit earlier. But the money is real. The money is sitting there. Now, so what are some of the challenges? Well, Grant, he playfully said there's a small convenience fee. I don't remember what he said. But there's a small convenience fee. Let me share with you. I think the convenience fee is like up to 20% is what sometimes, you know, you guys charge. That's not small. That's pretty big. That's called one-fifth in my world. So I don't know what it is, Grant, in your thing, but from other companies I've seen that. So then somebody's saying, wait a minute, they're taking a pretty big slice of my money. So when you're a smaller business owner and you say, that's a pretty big percentage, you say, maybe we can do it on our own. Like, so the first thing you do is you go to CPA Charlie. Hey, Charlie, you've been doing my books. You know, can you do this ERC program? Because that other company is going to be taking 20%. Charlie looks at it and says, oh, my God, you know how many people will go to jail for this? You know, so Charlie just doesn't want to do it. He doesn't know how to do it. He doesn't want to go back to school to do it. He's looking at it as like, oh, my gosh, have you read the headlines with the guy with the Lamborghini and the trip to whatever, and now he's going to jail for 500 million years? I'm not going to jail for you. So now everybody's scared. So there's this little acronym I put together called FUDGSICLES. So it's the fear of failure, fear of the unknown, fear of disapproval, fear of change, fear of success. A lot of people are just afraid. They're afraid. They don't know what they're afraid of, but they don't want to get in trouble. So the greatest thing that I heard about Grant's system and his service and the company's working with is they're all legit. These guys are all, like, they know what they're doing. They ain't going to jail. They ain't taking, like, deals and trying to make them better than they are. They're just like, listen, you either qualify or you don't qualify. So that's the great thing about it. So realistically speaking, if you're an employer or you work for somebody who's maybe a little bit afraid and hasn't been taken advantage of, go get the money. This is what I say. Go get the money. This is one of the few times in your business lifetime the government will actually square up with you and give you some of your money back. I mean, you paid it. They screwed you up with the COVID thing. They screwed up everything. It's your money. Go freaking get it. But do it with somebody who's not going to screw it up. So if you're working with Grant's people, they're going to be the ones that can help you get it. So fear of failure. You don't have to worry about that. The U in FUDGSICLES, remember, is fear of failure, fear of the unknown. Well, they know what they're doing. They've done it 400 or 500 times so far over these 18 months. They already got this down. You're not like customer number one. If you sign up for him, your customer ID number is not going to be 10001. It's not going to be that. So they already do this. They already do this stuff. So the one is the fear of disapproval. So the FUDCS. D stands for fear of disapproval. Well, what's the worst thing that happened? They say no. You wasted a couple of hours in paperwork. You know, you thought you qualified. They thought you qualified. You didn't qualify. That's the worst thing that happens. It's not like you go to jail, you know, for trying. You know, you weren't fraudulently doing something. So there's no D. Fear of change.
And you probably got more organized in the process.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
You found your
peers. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, fear of change. Well, yeah, you're going to have to do a few things different. You might have to talk to that CPA Charlie guy, you know, who's kind of like grumbling, you know, like, oh, shoot, you guys were used to be an easy client for me, and now you're asking me to do some work. Like, pull up. And you're like, wait a minute, Charlie, pull up the work you've already done. Like, seriously, like, you already did the W-2s. Like, Charlie, they're already in some database. Just pull it up. Like, come on, man. So you might have to spend a little bit of money or maybe a little bit of friction with your current CPA, you know, dragging them through the mud, you know, to kind of give me some of the stuff. But the most important thing is when that check comes, even though you may not get 100% of that check, whether it's 80%, 90%, whatever the percentages are, that's money as an employer that is your money. It is yours. Like, you are entitled to it. They wrote the laws for it. There's a limit because they can't have everybody get it. And I don't know what the limit is, and I don't remember. But it's ending in like a year or two, so you still got time. You still got time. There's still funds available. But as more people start to find out about this, it would really suck if you kind of like waited and then you say, "Oh, I'm ready now," and then all of a sudden the funds did run out because they are not unlimited. There's billions and billions and billions of dollars available, and we're watching that basically leave because people are starting to do this. You see commercials all over the place. You know, you see spammers, scammers, all that sort of stuff that are trying to get your ERC thing. But the reality is, if I were running a small company, up to 500 employees, I would use a company like Grants to do this, regardless of whatever the fees that they charge, because they get the job done, they know what they're doing, and I don't have to worry about any repercussions afterwards. So if those 87,000 IRS agents come knocking on my door, I can say, "Hey, Grant, I got 87,000 IRS agents knocking on my door. Could you show them what we did? Show them it's legit, and the company will be there, and you're all okay." So it's all the lights should be on green. The biggest reason I think most employers aren't doing it, they don't understand, or they think they'll get in trouble, just like everything else with the IRS. They don't understand how to do it, and nobody wants to get in trouble. So, Grant, I'll let you correct anything that I said along the way of giving my little motivational speech.
No, I think you nailed every aspect of the program. You know, our company, we're sitting at 400, but I want to point out to everybody, Jordan's has done it 15,000 plus times. So right. You know, and two was better than one, three was better than two. 15,001 is a lot better than one. I was closer down into the first 100. So it's they're better. They understand the program better than anybody. And that you don't have to go back to them. They provide you up front that comprehensive report of here's how you qualified and why. I mean, most of them are 30 or 40 pages worth of documentation backing this up, standing behind. Because again, they partner with you. They don't. You said it. They don't want to go to jail. They don't want to do anything wrong here. They want to fight for every penny for you, but they're not going to fight for a penny that you don't deserve.
Excellent. Okay. Good.
Peter,
good,
I still don't understand what you were saying about. Did you say fudgesicle? Is that what your number two was?
Yeah, I got it.
It was good.
I have a cool
but I didn't understand what you were saying.
Okay, so I have a little acronym that I made up to remind myself and others of what holds us back. Like, what are the things that hold you back from doing the things you know you're supposed to? And one of them was fear of failure, fear of the unknown, fear of disapproval, fear of change, and fear of success. So I had to remember that. So I put it into an acronym. I said, what kind of a letter can I spell when I do F-U-D-C-S? I looked at it and I said, oh, that's easy. That's fudgesicle. Like if I had that, if I were playing Scrabble, I'd say, oh, that's an easy one, fudgesicle. I can remember that. So it's the five fears that hold us back from doing the things that we should, that, you know, or that we know will help us and we don't. So whether it's fixing a leaky faucet or whether it's making a decision in business or making a decision to go ahead with an ERC program, all those things still work. So the fear of failure, right, that's real. You know, like I'll just use as a quick example, if it comes to like a plumbing thing, like I got a leaky faucet, well, why does it leak? You know, maybe I just tighten it a little bit more, you know, tighten a little bit more. So that seems to work, you know, and then pretty soon you're like, oh, jeez, Hercules can't tighten this thing, you know, as hard as it needs to. I got to get it fixed. So fear of failure. Why don't I do it? Well, I'm afraid of breaking it. You know, fear of the unknown. I don't know how to do it. Fear of disapproval. Well, here I go. I'm going to throw my wife on. My wife doesn't listen to any of my radio shows, so I am safe at throwing my wife under the bus. So fear of disapproval. Oh, you did it, Peter. Like a plumber needs to do it. You know, like you're going to hear the motivational speech. Oh, it's probably done wrong. Oh, house is going to flood. Oh, you know, oh, my gosh, maybe we should call the insurance. You know, fear of disapproval. Fear of change. Well, oddly enough, you know, maybe I like that little leaky faucet. Yes, changing it. And the fear of success, that's a little bit a harder one to apply to my leaky faucet thing. But sometimes the fear of success is, oh, shoot, maybe I do this and maybe she's got something else for me to fix now. Oh, since you did that, maybe you could do this one. So there are five fears that hold us back from exercising effective control of our lives. And if you don't think I've said that about 5 million times, you know, in my career and to myself every day. So the five fears that hold us back from exercising more effective control of our lives are fudgesicles, fear of failure, fear of the unknown, fear of disapproval, fear of change, fear of success. And you can apply that for now until everything, anything you hesitate, anytime you're not doing what you should. So whether it's starting a book or doing the ERC thing or jumping on a conference call or making your next phone call or whatever it might be, that's a keeper. Fudgesicles, got a million of them.
Thank you for this TED Talk.
Yeah.
And
oh,
obviously,
man. This is
you know, when Grant is talking to his next person, he could say, do you want to know the five fears that hold you back? Sure.
Yeah,
and this and everything
cool.
else.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Well,
that's good stuff. That's
yep.
That's good.
One thing I want to know is I heard Peter say a couple times it's ending soon. Grant, can you Is this ending soon, or is there a date, or do we know?
Well, it does have a shelf life. It's got an expiration date. The last filing for the entire program will be April 15th of 2024, so next year, about 8 months or so from now. And then the final filing will be April of 2025. Now, Jorns and Associates, of course, as we push this, it's a 10 to 12 week evaluation period, and that, you know, they're trying to stay ahead of that staffing wise, but that may go out. We're really anticipating by January of 25 that will be the last people that we take on board, so that we can know that we get completed and be able to file in April. But you know, if you're going to do this, it's there's no sense. Get in line, get it started, get moving toward let them go to work for you.
Yeah, so if you have any of Peter's fudgesicle issues going on, you need to get over it fast so you can get this money, because you want to get in line and get in action. And you know, and I found myself sometimes some of these things, I used to work for a finance company, Grant, and people would want the money for their loan, and I'd ask them for their taxes, and they'd fly off the handle like, well, I have to. I'm like, come on. You don't have this in a filing cabinet somewhere or like somewhere? Like, people just get disorganized, and they think it's going to be too hard. And it's not. It takes more time to think about these things than it does to actually do them. Like, I'm listening to Peter, and I'm listening to you, and I'm thinking some people might be thinking, oh, it's worth it, you guys. This is a lot of money, and you deserve it because you kept your employees. We went through it. The money's there. Somebody's going to get it. Why not you? So anything you want to close with, Grant?
Well, first, I just want to say thank you. This is great. Peter, great chatting with you as well, and then your audience, you know, the question that really people need to look in the mirror and ask themselves is, what do you want to know? wouldn't you want a reputable company to do a real evaluation of your company? And then at the end of the day, you're going to know. The efforts to put this together are minimal. I've got my assurance guarantee. So that more than covers the administrative time to pull the questionnaire and the documents together. Jorns has taken all the risk in assuming that all of that is going to go through, and you will qualify. There's a lot of money there, and again, I say it again, if you're not a business owner, if you don't have 500 employees yourself, you know people that do. Get them with us. We've got a team of people from our side at Delta. We've got Jorns 500-plus people doing all the work and want to keep them busy. We want to keep them employed and look forward to meeting, chatting, talking with anyone that would like to have some questions answered. They've given you the ways to find us, but make sure you mention Miss Janine Avila when you call us and let us know, because we'd love to know where you heard about us.
Well, Grant, thank you. This has been so helpful, and I hope we've brought some value to everybody tonight. Like Peter said, we'll have a page up so that you guys can get more information about Grant and how to find him. If you have a question right now and you don't want to wait, you can email it to info@JanineAvila.com, and I'll get it over to Grant. We thank you guys for being our loyal listeners. I know we went a little bit long tonight, but it was important, and we wanted to get the word out. So, Grant, thank you so much. Peter, I'll let you wrap it up.
Well, we'll make sure this is up on the webpage. If you go back to JanineAvila.com, find the radio shows, you'll be able to see it there. We'll make sure that Grant Devinney's name and ERC program is in the title, and then we'll have that guest page. And, again, if you need us, just find us. We'll make sure that Grant gets this information and do it sooner than later. I hate to say it. We have an election coming up. We have no idea what's going to happen with the election coming up. So I would say, get that done now. Get that money now before this whole country blows up. So I would do that sooner than later. So there's just a little sense of urgency, but get it done. So the most important thing is, especially maybe talk to your own employer, and not be afraid, because if you can help them get some money back, it's almost like helping to make sure you have job security too. So if you're in a small business with more than 5 employees, make sure your employer is doing it, because you never know how tight on their payroll they might be. And one disaster might take you out of business, but this ERC money might be the little bit of a cushion, or a lot of a big cushion, that you need to be able to give yourself your own job security. So having said that, we'll catch everybody next week. And Janine, thanks for being here. Grant, thanks for being here. We'll see everybody next time. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.